Inflation is easing. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
It's nice to see a little relief on this because we do actually now have evidence that we're coming off of the highs.
Fox Business Network's Maria Bartiromo. Consumer prices rose a less than expected 0.4%. Year over year, the gain was 7.7%, down from June's record high, but we are not saving across the board.
Rent is continuing to skyrocket. That's not showing any signs of abatement. Some areas of food are also actually worse. Energy overall up 17% in the month of October. That was a very bad number.
President Biden says we're making progress, but in a statement says it'll take time to get inflation back to normal levels. The report is going over big on Wall Street. The Dow is surging up nearly 900 points. It's down to 42 House races undecided. Republicans are confident they'll win at least 10 more to become the majority in the next Congress. Control of the Senate will come down to 3 undecided races. Georgia will have a runoff next month as vote counting continues in Nevada, where Republican Adam Laxalt leads Democrat Catherine Cortez Masto. In Arizona, Democrat Mark Kelly still leads Republican Blake Masters.
Senator Kelly's lead back up to 5 points, 95,000 now separating the two. Now, there's still hundreds of thousands of votes left, so the gap between these two is not insurmountable.
Fox's Kelly O'Grady in Phoenix. Tropical storm Nicole keeps moving north through Florida. After hitting near Vero Beach after midnight as a hurricane, Governor Ron DeSantis says,
you do have downed trees, you have power lines, you have some road washouts, combined winds and storm surge. We've seen beach erosion.
It's also caused 350,000 power outages. A winter storm is hitting from Montana to the Dakotas to Minnesota. It's a blizzard in some areas. More than a foot of snow could fall. Tonight, President Biden will take off for Egypt to take part in a climate change summit. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is already there.
None of us is protected from this unless all of us is protected from it.
America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Now, after the climate change summit, we are just learning now that President Biden will hold a first in-person meeting with China's leader. That'll be on Monday amid tension over Taiwan and trade with China. The president will also next week be at a G20 gathering of nations in Indonesia. Russia's leader will not be there. Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine could be a big topic. Russian forces have retreated from Kherson, the biggest city they had captured amid a Ukrainian counteroffensive.
I found it interesting they waited till after the election to make that judgment, and which we knew for some time that they were going to be doing. And it's evidence of the fact that they have some real problems, the Russian military.
Now, there's something China may not like, and North Korea, too. The U.S. and Japan doing military exercises in the Pacific.
The keen sword drills take place every 2 years, but are taking on greater significance at this time of increased tension. About 26,000 Japanese and 10,000 American troops, joined by 30 ships and 370 aircraft, will practice missions on remote islands. Neighboring North Korea has conducted more than 30 missile launches, including one which flew over Japan last month and another just last week that failed and fell into the sea. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
There's a big recall of some big vehicles.
General Motors is recalling nearly 340,000 big SUVs in the U.S. because their daytime running lights may not shut off when the regular headlights are turned on. The recall covers 2021 Chevy Tahoes and Suburbans and some GMC Yukons and Cadillac Escalades. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says having both lights on at the same time could cause glare for oncoming drivers.
That's Fox's Jeff Manasso. GM says there are no reports of crashes or injuries. Owners can get a free software update and they'll get notifications starting next month. I'm Dave Anthony and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.